tonight is going to be fire because we are talking engagement posts. And there's a couple of things that I want you to understand when it comes to engagement posts on different platforms. We're going to talk about Facebook. We're going to talk about Instagram. We're going to talk about TikTok. And we're going to talk about your stories. Because one of the things that we want is engagement. So we're going to talk about the posts and things like that that go with these. But let's talk about engagement posts really quick, okay? Engagement posts are a way for you to draw out emotion, to draw out a reaction from somebody that's watching. So for example, when we think of engagement, we think of somebody who likes it, hearts it, comments, shares. But here's another piece of engagement that I think some of you are forgetting. Saves. You can see who saved your stuff on TikTok. You didn't know that, now you know. That's a notification. But here's another one. Watchers, I like to call them, or reply to stories. Replies to stories are watchers. Now, what does this mean? And they can heart your story, they can like your story, all those things. Facebook, you suck. You took away the freaking ability for us on Facebook stories to comment on them. That was really fun for me because I could use my text in there. Click to text. But anyway, we'll talk about that later on in the 25 listing for profits, right? So these are the different types of engagement that we're looking for, because this engagement, what this is doing is this is showing you who is a warm person, right? Remember, we did this yesterday, right? We did the trust matrix. Our job is to get right here in the trust matrix. Well, we also have to pay attention to who we're going to work on in this trust matrix. Understand? So let's talk about engagement posts. This is a great way for you to start identifying who's watching. Now, if you make a post about your product or your business and you get no likes on it, that doesn't mean people aren't watching you. It means they just didn't want to emotionally react to it. Engagement posts create an emotional reaction or response. And so here's what I love about this. I literally can make a post that's a yes or no. Hey, do you like apples? Yes or no? Guacamole or hummus? Question. This or that? Drop me if blank. Anyone else suffering from a toddler who throws tantrums in Target? Say me. So what are we doing here? We're finding people that are just like us. Something else that's an engagement post. Have you ever seen the things where it's like 1 + 1 = 5, but then it's like a banana + a banana = an orange, and then you have to figure out this like crazy thing? Or maybe find the word search posts. These things, and by the way, inside of the Elite Academy, we give you an engagement post that you can use inside of your Facebook groups and use on your Facebook page and use in your stories. Like, we give you those every Monday. So if you're like, I don't know where to find engagement, we do it for you inside of the Elite Academy. The deets will be up there. TheEliteHealers.com, you can check it out. But so this is what we're looking for. We want to create an emotional reaction with our any post, really, but engagement posts, the fire is going to be these people. Ooh, on engagement posts. But these people are like, I want to participate. I want to be in on this game. So I immediately am going to pay attention to these people that are commenting, and I want to find out where I'm in that trust matrix with them ASAP. Let me give you some examples of some engagement posts that you could do on your Facebook or in a Facebook group. So this or that. So hummus or guacamole, Coke or Pepsi, sugar or no sugar, Spanx or Skims. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm actually going to post that one. Now, you can do this on your Facebook and in your Facebook group, and then you also can do it in your stories. You can literally ask a question and do a poll in your stories. What does that do? It gets people interacting with you, because we're going to talk about down the road the 333 method, and we're going to talk about how to use that so you can get people closer. How do you get them into your ATM groups? How do you get them interested to your products? Beep, 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 like all the things. We're going to talk about all those things, but you've got to understand every week, you need to be posting at least once a week an engagement post, because people are going to respond to different engagement posts. Yes or yes? How many of you have been lacking on posting the engagement post? You're like, oh my God, yeah, I don't post those enough. Social media is about being social. You know what I mean? So let's keep them social, shall we? So when you think about TikTok with engagement, I want you to start paying attention to what are the TikToks that get the most comments? What are the reels that get the most comments? Because when you look at Instagram and you look at TikTok with Reels and Talks, I'm just going to put Reels here for now. I want you to start paying attention to what the engagement is. Any other mom out there feel like X? That's an engagement Reel or TikTok. What about a quote on IG? If you're going to post, please do not post your engagement post over on Instagram. Instagram and Facebook have different ways to post. People know, like, you don't belong on Instagram if you post things that look like Facebook. For those of you that need my Instagram course for network marketers, it's $47. It's amazing. I did it last year. It's called IG Bucks. If you did IG Bucks, you don't need it. If you haven't done IG Bucks, you probably might want it. Anyway, long story short, you don't want to do exactly what you do on Facebook on Instagram because it just doesn't work. Instead, you need to get your butt into Canva and just take whatever you said here and make it an IG image here. One of the biggest things you could do on Instagram is just a quote that says, you're a good mom. And in the caption you say, drop me if you're a good mom. Drop a fire emoji if you needed this reminder today. That's an engagement post on Instagram where you drive people to engage. We're gonna get into captions. Tonight's short and sweet. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to put together three engagement posts. Three for Facebook. We're gonna just start there. Three for Facebook. And I want you to go find one TikTok or one Reel that has a lot of engagement that asks a question that you could redo off of your brainstorm that you did from day one. Three engagement posts. I want one to be a this or that. I want one to be asking a question, like asking for help. And then I want one that says, drop me if. And I want this one to be funny. Drop me if your teenager seems to be deaf all of a sudden. I don't know. Say me if your teenager loves rolling her eyes. Something that makes sense for you. Now, you're not going to post these back to back, but I want you to test these out. Guess what? These same posts that pop off on your Facebook, you can post in Facebook groups to get attention from random people who you could create relationships with. It's not just about your feed. It's about getting into other groups and connecting with other people.